business.
Bartleby. 'Twas ever thus. Why people are always so gloomy about the world of work.
The notion that the modern economy lacks good jobs is as uncontroversial as saying that Lionel Messi is good at football. Pundits decry the disappearance of the steady positions of yesteryear, where people did a fair day's work for a fair day's pay. Where have all the good jobs gone, wonders one recent book, while another talks about the rise of polarised and precarious employment systems. President Joe Biden takes after Donald Trump in promising to bring good jobs back. But what if the whole debate rests on shaky foundations? It certainly lacks historical awareness. Compare the current discussion with the one during America's post-war boom. Few people back then believed that they were living in a golden age of labour. Commentators were instead full of angst, worrying about the blue-collar blues. They said that unionised factory jobs, the very sort that today's politicians yearn to restore, consisted of repetitive, dangerous work, which involved all brawn and no brain. Others fretted over pay. Workers are getting increasingly frustrated by a system they think is not giving them a satisfactory return for their labours, proclaimed a high-ranking official at America's Department of Labour in 1970. In fact, the notion that the world of work is in decay is as old as capitalism itself. Jean-Charles Léonard de Sismondi, a Swiss writer who inspired Karl Marx, said that factories would turn people into drones. John Stuart Mill worried in the mid-19th century that the rise of capitalism would provoke social decay. People would focus on nothing other than earning money, he feared, turning them into dullards. Just look at Americans, he warned. The rise of big business and white-collar work in America provoked a new set of anxieties. It was soon predicted that the self-made men of yore would be replaced by effete company drones who did what they were told. This is not the only reason to question today's pessimistic narrative. By any reasonable standard, work is better today than it was. Pay is higher, working hours are shorter, and industrial accidents rarer.